to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host of the National Intel Report, John Stadtmiller, live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network here in Round Rock, Texas. If you don't know where Round Rock, Texas is, well, then you don't live in Central Texas. It's about 15 miles north of Austin, Texas, the seat of government here in, if I say the great state of Texas, I'll get calls from the Republic of Texas people. So from the Republic of Texas. All right. Next hour, many people have been asking, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? Well, we're going to lay out something that not everybody out there can do, but the selected individuals that I don't know if you want to say qualify, but meet criteria, let me just put it that way, will have an opportunity to affect thousands of people at a clip. You're going to want to stick around for that in the second hour of today's show. The first hour, I want to go over a couple of things here. We had Tom DeWeese on yesterday, the North American Union. We were talking about the national ID card. Well, they got it, folks. They tried in many different ways, deadbeat dads, and, well, that wasn't good enough. The illegal immigrant problem. They like to call it immigrant. I call it alien, illegal alien, which, you know, I had a caller yesterday, and please don't call me up today and beat me over the head with that again. But at any rate, they use that as an excuse, since we have millions of these people running around that are, well, just aren't paperworked correctly, that there's another justification. Oh, and let's not forget about the cave-dwelling Al-Qaeda terrorists that are lurking around every corner to destroy you, your family, your way of life, or your economy. No, I look at Washington, D.C., and that criteria fits all in that little box. So at any rate, tune in the next hour. Stay tuned, obviously, but make sure you're around for the next hour. And we will demonstrate to you a way, and it's very, very simple. It doesn't take a whole lot of money. What it takes is a little bit of, what's a polite word, kahunta. There you go. Takes a little bit of sand. So stick around for that. What I want to do, I've wanted to do this for a couple of weeks. There was so much talk about Ahmadinejad's letter. And he has written not just a letter to George Bush. He's written an open letter to the Americans, and I want you to hear this because you will never hear it in its entirety or be able to see its text off of mainstream news. And I think it's important that you hear what a leader of a country, possibly facing down American soldiers in occupation of Iran, has to say before everything gets lost in the bureaucracy and the talking heads and the politicians and everything else. Do I think we're going to go into Iran? If they can justify and manufacture an excuse to go in there, yes, I do. I don't think Georgie Porgy is done yet. You know, he's going to stay the course in Iraq until we win. Win what? George, why don't you just drop a nuke on the country and kill everybody and then claim victory? Because that's what you're doing part and parcel to Iraq right now. We'll take the break here, come back on the other side, and get this Friday edition of the National Intel Report up and rolling.
This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio, the Republic Broadcasting Network. brings you a more powerful voice than all the liberal media and all those announcing problems we face. It's the voice of Fearless Radio, screaming, take back control of your life. For the first time in the history of radio, you can join us for a classroom, in fact, a training camp of preparedness. You already know the problems. They're not hard to figure out. But you and your family must act now with solutions. Bring a notebook and be on time to class every Sunday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. Central. The Liberty Task Force will meet you there. These greatest experts in the country will teach you total self-reliance and independence. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Radio. Repeat this thought. If it is to be, it's up to me. But remember, freedom is never free.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Folks, just another thought here. I was thinking about something during the break. A report to the public out there, the supporters of Republic Broadcasting Network. We appreciate your involvement, your listenership, support of the advertisers, most assuredly. And, folks, for 2.5 years, I've wanted to turn this network into something that had never been seen before in American landscape. And that was a network that was dedicated to one thing and one thing only. And that's putting out the facts to the American people that at the point of a gun, you probably can't get mainstream radio to do. They're more interested in just carrying the corporate line, pandering to the politicians, raking in the big bucks off of contracts, advertising contracts, and just, well, just merrily living the high life. While who they're talking to and literally what they're sitting on is sliding right out from under them and down a proverbial hellhole. Well, that's not what this network started out to be, but it is already the biggest alternative network out there. But as I said before, folks, my goal is to make these people out there, even with their multi-millions of dollars and all their political connections and all their corporate ties, to make them the alternative. Now, somebody might say, well, John, you're dreaming. Well, dreams are what tomorrow's reality is made out of. And it is one thing to have a dream, but it's another thing to implement that dream and then make it a reality. Dreams become reality? Sound like science fiction? It's not. Just take a look at our own country's history, ladies and gentlemen, of all the people that had ideas, you know, in manufacturing sectors and in product development, the better way to build the better mousetrap. You know, I mean, that's basically what this country is, its history is based on. I mean, we had a free economic system, an economic engine that wasn't too bridled for a number of years. And look what we did. We built the infrastructure for an entire continent almost in less than a couple of hundred years. No small feat, okay? And we didn't do it, well, before I stick my foot in my mouth, we didn't do it with just slavery, okay? I didn't put you in a rat wheel out there and just let you just keep running for the sake of just feeding the machine. No, there was slavery at the start of this country. Slavery, by the way, would have died of its own death because it wasn't real productive. Machinery did a much better job, okay? Slavery would have died of its own accord. But my point here is that nobody has ever had that vision or that dream of creating something that's going to counter what we are subjected to. I mean, we're just piled and heaped on every single day from the mainstream media. People sit around and listen to Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or Alan Combs or Michael Savage or any of these other guys. Why are they promoted? Why are they picked up? Well, there's a lot of money involved. You know, radio stations out there, they may not agree with, and they may even know better. Who knows? The general managers out there or owners of stations may know better, but they know that this is a brand product, and man, is it raking the cash. Well, the Rush Limbaugh model, I was just talking to some of our people here at the network 20 years ago. This guy came up with an idea of the EIV network. Well, what type of program is going to be, Mr. Limbaugh? Well, it's going to be a talk radio format. Okay, what are you going to be talking about? Well, politics and hot button issues of the day, and, well, we're sorry, we're not going to give you a chance. So what the mighty Rush Limbaugh did in his infancy, they looked at the top 25 markets in this country, and they went into those very same markets. See, the contracts were already locked up with how other people were doing business through Infinity and Clear Channel and all these other things. But he had a hook. He had a show that was marketable, but they couldn't sell it to the big money boys because, well, Rush Limbaugh wasn't real money yet. He wasn't a producer. He was an unknown commodity. So what those wonderful people did is they went into the top markets and went after the smaller stations, fired up the show, and it worked. And what he started doing, and the top markets start banging on EIV's door going, hey, we want to pick up your show. Well, I think Rush Limbaugh still has about 600 stations out there. You know, 15 hours of programming a week, and what does he produce? Next to nothing. But he is entertaining. He will tell you that, I'm just an entertainer on the air, and I do this for 3 hours a day. Well, in my estimation, that's 3 hours of valuable wasted airtime. But he was smart in the way they approached this. And did you know that even Rush Limbaugh was on shortwave at one time? That's how desperate he was for an audience. He was even on shortwave for a short period of his radio career. But the point to all this is to demonstrate how unknown radio commodities somehow find themselves out there and then become popular. And we are firing up an affiliate relations department after 2.5 years in this network. It took us that long to get our money situation straightened around, get the infrastructure of the network straightened around, and to get this thing on the right foot. And we are going to expand it. And we'll let you know as we're doing this as we go along. But suffice it to say that my mission is not even to do radio. And I'm already getting busy enough, and I can see what's coming at me here. And it's going to take a full-time manning the helm type of job. And I may not even have time to do a radio program anymore, okay? Because my attitude is, if I can find my equal or my better out there, hey, there you are, guy. You know, I'm not in this for the ego, folks. I am in this for the structure and the intent of this network. And that's help to spread the truth and understanding of what's really going on, why it's going on, not only to America, but the rest of the world. That's my mission. Big mission, isn't it? Carved out a lot for myself, and I know. I hope I have another 50 years on God's green earth here. But to take that vision, that dream, and turn it into reality is what this is all about. And am I worried about going into top markets with programming off of this network, competing against Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and Alan Combs and Michael Savage? No, because we'll do it the very same way that Rush Limbaugh did it. An unknown commodity, untested programming. And we'll go to the competitors in those very same towns and we'll say, you know what? We've got the hook. It's called the truth. Now, you folks out there listening to the different talk show hosts that we have on this network, it is as varied as almost the days of the month. The seasons of the year, the stars in the sky, whatever you want to say. We've got Mark Dankoff on this network. He's opposite Alex Jones. Not too many people out there listen to Mark Dankoff because the great Alex Jones is on every day for 3 hours a day. But I'm going to make a change with that. He's too good of a host to leave up against Alex Jones, so I'll be moving him on the network. And here's one of the people that we're going to be more than able to go out there and sell. This guy's got one heck of a background. We've got other people on this network that were on other networks that they wouldn't give them the time of day, wouldn't give them the time that they desired to do better programming. And that's unfortunate. And more importantly, they didn't have any mechanisms in which to promote their programming to the AM and FM markets. Just didn't. It's to be successful in the radio business, folks, you have to understand the radio market. You have to understand what good radio is first before you can turn around and develop a product and then get it out there in mainstream America. And then, you know, kind of unlike Rush Limbaugh with his new entertaining hook, we're going to have the hook that is going to be the truth. And we're going to be telling people in major markets around this country, and hopefully to every single American, we're going to go as far and as fast and as hard as we can, because we understand we're short of time. The globalists are working overtime to make sure that this country goes down the tubes. But we're here for the exact and opposite reason, to make sure it stays around. What we just have to do is get rid of the bad people that have found seats of power and entrenched themselves and have their ring knocker buddies hanging in the wings to take the place of the next one that dies off and the next one that dies off. No, we're here to kill the whole globalist agenda and anybody that's part of that here inside the United States. Did you hear that, Mr. Rick Perry? I'm talking to you also. Down there in the heart of Texas, we're coming after you. We are coming after you all. And we will do it, God willing. And you don't get too money, and it ain't too wet to plow. We will get the job done. It's a tall order. But I think God favors those that have big dreams, and especially if they're dreaming the right thing for the right reasons. Not for fame, not for ego. And like I said before, I may find myself unable to do a show every day. And like I said, if I can find my equal or my better out there in broadcasting, they will take my spot, guaranteed. It has to be done, and it will be done. Letter from Mr. Ahmadinejad to the American people. And we're coming up on a break here, and I'll get into this. And it's not real lengthy, but it is poignant. It is honest. It is, as I can see, without fault. Unlike the guy I just saw today on the news, we're going to stay in Iraq until the job is done. Did anybody ask Mr. Bush exactly what the job is? Did anybody in the media out there even bother to ask that very simple and basic question? Spell out for me, Mr. President, what exactly the job is that we're trying to accomplish. And then let me hear from you exactly how you're going to accomplish that job. The only thing he's accomplished doing is killing 650-some thousand Iraqis and splitting the country up into three different parts. We'll be right back.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
There are millions of airborne irritants in your home, like pollen, fine dust, bacteria, mold spores, and smoke.
But now you can take control of the air you and your family breathe at home. With Filters Now having the world's largest selection of AC, furnace, humidifier, automotive, fuel oil, industrial, and vacuum filters with top quality brands like 3M and Accumulair, you'll be sure to find what you're looking for at a great price you can afford. We have all sizes available in both custom and standard. Get any size at any time. Go to filters-now.com or call toll-free 877-991-0400. Again, that's 877-991-0400. Call now and use RBN 2006 as your special order code to receive free shipping on your order. Give us a call today and breathe the difference. Filters Now.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Letter from Ahmadinejad, Muhammad Ahmadinejad, to the American people. And he says, in the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, Almighty God, bestow upon humanity the perfect human being being promised to all by you, and make us among his followers. He says, noble Americans, we're not faced with the activities of the U.S. administration in this part of the world and the negative ramifications of those activities on the daily lives of our people, coupled with the many wars and calamities caused by the U.S. administration, as well as the tragic consequences of the U.S. interference in other countries. Were the American people not God-fearing, truth-loving, and justice-seeking, while the U.S. administration actively conceals the truth and impedes any objective portrayal of current realities? And if we did not share a common responsibility to promote and protect freedom and human dignity and integrity, then there would be little urgency to have dialogue with you. While divine providence has placed Iran and the United States geographically far apart, we should be cognizant that human values and our common human spirit, which proclaim the dignity and exalted worth of all human beings, have brought our two great nations of Iran and the United States closer together. Both of our nations are God-fearing, truth-loving, and justice-seeking, and both seek dignity, respect, and perfection. Both greatly value and readily embrace the promotion of human ideals such as compassion, empathy, respect for the rights of human beings, securing justice and equality, and defending the innocent and the weak against oppressors and bullies. We are inclined towards the good and towards extending a helping hand to one another, particularly to those in need. We all deplore injustice, the trampling of people's rights, and the intimidation and humiliation of human beings. We all detest darkness, deceit, lies, and distortion, and seek and admire salvation, enlightenment, sincerity, and honesty. The pure human essence of two great nations of Iran and the United States testify to the veracity of these statements. Noble Americans, our nation has always extended its hand of friendship to all other nations of the world. Hundreds of thousands of my Iranian compatriots are living amongst you in friendship and peace and are contributing positively to your society. Our people have been in contact with you over the past many years and have maintained these contacts despite the unnecessary restrictions of U.S. authorities. As mentioned, we have common concerns, face similar challenges. We are pained by the sufferings and afflictions in the world. We, like you, are aggrieved by the ever-worsening pain and misery of the Palestinian people. Persistent aggression by the Zionists are making life more and more difficult for the rightful owners of the land of Palestine. In broad daylight, in front of cameras, and before the eyes of the world, they're bombarding innocent, defenseless civilians, bulldozing houses, firing machine guns at students in the streets and alleys, and subjecting their families to endless grief. No day goes by without a new crime. Palestinian mothers, just like Iranian and American mothers, love their children and are painfully bereaved by the imprisonment, wounding, and murdering of their children. What mother wouldn't? For 60 years, the Zionist regime has driven millions of inhabitants of Palestine out of their homes. Many of these refugees have died in the diaspora and in refugee camps. Their children have spent their youth in these camps and are aging, while still in the hope of returning to the homeland. You know well that the U.S. administration has persistently provided blind and blanket support to the Zionist regime, has emboldened it to continue its crimes, and has prevented the U.N. Security Council from condemning it. Who can deny such broken promises and grave injustices towards humanity by the U.S. administration? Governments are there to serve their own people. No people wants to side with support of oppression, but regrettably, the U.S. administration disregards even its own public opinion and remains in the forefront of supporting and trampling of the rights of the Palestinian people. Let's take a look at Iraq. Since the commencement of the U.S. military presence in Iraq, hundreds of thousands of Iraqis have been killed, maimed, or displaced. Terrorism in Iraq has grown exponentially. With the presence of the U.S. military in Iraq, nothing has been done to rebuild the ruins, to restore the infrastructure, or to alleviate poverty. The U.S. government used the pretext of the existence of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, but later it became clear that that was just a lie and a deception. Although Saddam Hussein was overthrown and people are happy about his departure, the pain and suffering of the Iraqi people has persisted and has even been aggravated. In Iraq, about 150,000 American soldiers, separated from their families and loved ones, are operating under the command of the current U.S. administration. A substantial number of them have been killed or wounded, and their presence in Iraq has tarnished the image of the American people and government. Their mothers and relatives have, on numerous occasions, displayed their discontent with their presence of their sons and daughters in land thousands of miles away from the U.S. shores. American soldiers often wonder why they have been sent to Iraq. I consider it extremely unlikely that you, the American people, consent to the billions of dollars of annual expenditure from your treasury for this military misadventure. He again says, noble Americans, you have heard the U.S. administration is kidnapping its presumed opponents from across the globe and arbitrarily holding them without trial or any other international supervision in horrendous prisons that it has established in various parts of the world. God knows where these detainees actually are and what terrible fate awaits them. You have certainly heard the same sad stories of Guantanamo and Abu Ghraib prisons. The U.S. administration attempts to justify them through its proclaimed war on terror, but everyone knows that such behavior, in fact, offends global opinion, public opinion, exacerbates resentment, and thereby spreads terrorism and tarnishes the U.S. image and its credibility among nations. I'll conclude this on the other side of this break. This is the president of Iran talking to the American people, ladies and gentlemen. Something you won't hear on your mainstream news.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
We at Republic Broadcasting Network recognize that not everyone is able to make a monetary donation to help us expand our network and spread the word. So we've come up with another way that everyone can help support RBN and the fight for freedom. It is estimated that most people have over $2,000 worth of stuff lying around their home or workplace collecting dust. Things like DVDs, CDs, watches, comic books, toys, and collectibles. For the cost of postage, these items can be put to good use. Simply donate them to RBN. How does it work? Send your items to RBN Auctions, 7898 Enon Road, Pavo, Georgia, 31778. You simply pay for the cost of postage to ship your items to us. We sell them on eBay and keep the proceeds. For more information on how and what to donate, go to ebay.rbnlive.com. Free your home and office of unwanted clutter. Send your items to RBN Auctions, 7898 Enon Road, Pavo, Georgia, 31778.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Ahmadinejad continues here, saying that the U.S. administration's illegal and immoral behavior is not even confined to outside its own borders. You are witnessing daily that under the pretext of the war on terror, civil liberties in the United States are being increasingly curtailed. Even the privacy of individuals is fast losing its meaning. Judicial process, due process, and fundamental rights are trampled upon. Private phones are tapped. Suspects are arbitrarily arrested, sometimes beaten in the streets or even shot to death. I have no doubt that American people do not approve of this behavior and indeed deplore it. U.S. administration does not accept accountability before any organization, institution, or council. The U.S. administration has undermined the credibility of international organizations, particularly the United Nations and its Security Council. Well, I have to talk to Mr. Ahmadinejad about that one. But I do not intend to address all the challenges and calamities in this message. The legitimacy of power and influence of the government do not emanate from its arsenals of tanks, fighter aircraft, missiles, or nuclear weapons. Legitimacy and influence reside in sound logic, quest for justice, and compassion and empathy for all humanity. The global position of the United States is in all probability weakened because the administration has continued to resort to force, to conceal the truth, and to mislead the American people about its policies and practices. Undoubtedly, the American people are not satisfied with this behavior, and they've showed their discontent in recent elections. I hope that in the wake of the midterm elections, the administration of President Bush will have heard and will heed the message of the American people. My questions are the following. Is there not a better approach to governance? Is it not possible to put wealth and power in service of peace, stability, prosperity, and happiness for all peoples through a commitment to justice and respect for all rights of all nations instead of aggression and war? We all condemn terrorism, but he says because its victims are the innocent. But can terrorism be contained and eradicated through war, destruction, and the killing of hundreds of thousands of innocents? If that were possible, then why has the problem not been resolved? The sad experience of invading Iraq is before us all. What has blind support for the Zionists by the U.S. administration brought for the American people? It is regrettable that the U.S. administration, the interest of these occupiers, supersedes the interest of the American people and other nations of the world. What have the Zionists done for the American people that the U.S. administration considers itself obliged to blindly support these infamous aggressors? It is not because they impose themselves on a substantial portion of the banking, financial, cultural, and media sectors. I recommend that in a demonstration of respect for the American people and for humanity, the right of the Palestinians to live in their own homeland should be recognized so that millions of Palestine refugees can return to their homes and the future of all Palestine and its form of government can be determined in a referendum. This will benefit everybody. Now that Iraq has a constitution and an independent assembly of government, he says, would it not be more beneficial to bring the U.S. officers and soldiers home and to spend the astronomical U.S. military expenditures in Iraq for the welfare and prosperity of the American people? As you very well know, many victims of Katrina continue to suffer and countless Americans continue to live in poverty and homelessness. I'd also like to say a word to the winners of the recent U.S. elections. The United States has had many administrations, some who have left a positive legacy, and others that are neither remembered fondly by the American people nor by other nations. Now that you control an important branch of the U.S. government, will you also be held to account by the people and by history? That's a good question. If the U.S. government meets the current domestic and external challenges with an approach based on truth and justice, it can remedy some of the past afflictions and alleviate some of the global resentment and hatred of America. But if your approach remains the same, it would not be unexpected that the American people would similarly reject the new electoral winners. Although the recent elections, rather than reflecting a victory, in reality point to the failure of a current administration's policies. These issues have been extensively dealt with in my letter to President Bush earlier this year. He says, to sum up, it is possible to govern based on an approach that is distinctly different from the one of cohesion, force, and injustice. It is possible to sincerely serve and promote common human values and honesty and compassion. It is possible to provide welfare and prosperity without tension, threats, or imposition of war. It is possible to lead the world towards the aspired perfection by adhering to unity, monotheism, morality, and spirituality, and drawing upon the teachings of the divine prophets. Then the American people who are God-fearing and followers of divine religions will overcome every difficulty. What I stated represents some of my anxieties and concerns. I am confident that you, the American people, will play an instrumental role in the establishment of justice and spirituality throughout the world. The promises of the Almighty and His prophets will certainly be realized. Truth and justice will prevail, and all nations will live a true life in a climate replete with love, compassion, and fraternity. The U.S. governing establishment, the authorities, and the powerful should not choose irreversible paths. As all prophets had taught us, injustice and transgression will eventually bring about decline and demise. Today, the path of return to faith and spirituality is open and unimpeded. We should all heed the divine word of, he says, the Holy Quran. And here's an excerpt. But those who repent, have faith, and do good may receive salvation. Your Lord alone creates and chooses as He will. And others have no part in His choice. Glorified is God and exalted above any partners they ascribe to Him. I pray the Almighty to bless the Iranian American nations and indeed all nations of the world with dignity and success. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, President of the Islamic Republic of Iran, 29 November, just a couple of days ago. Good words. I wished maybe our president would speak words like that and mean them and be honest. But they're not. And here's something else that Ahmadinejad knows and everybody else in the Middle East recognizes. They understand the global governance process. They understand that they must go down. Because, you see, they don't subscribe to, you know, one world religion, one world currency, one world control of criminal or legal processes. They're not down with that. They don't want the American-style values of Mickey D's on one street corner and XXX movie theaters on the other. They just don't want any part of it. And they don't want to be democratized in the U.S. image. That has been a major bone of contention with a lot of these people over there. And if you notice, ladies and gentlemen, when they first fired up the propaganda machine of how we were liberating Iraq and how the women can take the little things off of their faces and the children can attend school. The children were attending school over there. If they wanted to start a women's suffrage movement over there, they would have. But they didn't, did they? But all these things were presented through our myopic scope, our vision of looking at another country and a culture, and a president hell-bent on destroying their culture and their way of life. And if this president and previous presidencies and the Congress had done such a wonderful job, well, then maybe I could see the arrogance of wanting to go around the world and trampling and smashing regimes and toppling governments and setting up shop in the American image. But you know what? That's a choice. That's a choice that all men and all nations on the face of this planet have to choose for themselves. It cannot be imposed at the point of a gun. You know, a lot of people missed what happened in Iran. Very little is mentioned about Ayatollah Khomeini. Very little is mentioned about the imposition of the Shah of Iran back in 1953, thanks to a coup brought on by our own CIA. Nobody likes to talk about those sorts of things. But you know what? Most people in Iran, they don't hold grudges to the United States. They do not. They want to be left alone. That's what they really want. They don't want our democracy. They don't want our Mickey D's. They don't want our XXX movie theaters. They don't want the American way of life over there, which quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any sense out there, and I know that you do, we don't like it much either, do we? We are literally sitting around watching our country disintegrate right before our very eyes. So this is what we're offering to other people around the world? And we do it at a point of gun when they say, no thank you, we really mean it? This has potentially a New World Order cracking code to it. If in fact we do pull out of the Middle East, and I mean pull out, shut down those bases we've just built. We allow the people in the Middle East to conduct their own affairs. We pull back the support of Israel, which has been butchering Palestinians for so many years, I don't even like to think about it. Here are two countries simultaneously started, folks. We had Palestine, we had Israel. Why is Israel sitting in Palestine right now? Why are there walls erected? Why are there checkpoints? Why are people in Palestine rounded up on little plots of land, postage-sized plots of land? And then we see this little game by the Israelis. Oh, well, we'll give this back, but you've got to do this. Oh, we'll give that back. All the while, they want preeminence in the Middle East. They want to dominate in the Middle East, and the United States is helping them. How do you make friends and what's the old saying? Influence enemies and all that? Well, you don't do it at the point of a gun, and you don't do it by promoting and funding regimes that are doing exactly that. And I'm speaking specifically about the Zionists sitting right there in Israel. The Zionists have always been in control of Israel and have since 1948. And look what has come out of that. There is a real chance and a real option for real peace, lasting peace in the Middle East. But if you look at people like Jimmy Carter, if you look at people like Ronald Reagan, you look at the Bushy boys, you look at Clinton, it doesn't matter. Every single presidency, every single Congress has backed repeatedly Israel, and we should not be backing Israel. We should cut off the funds, $3 billion plus a year, the military hardware, the American contracts over to these people, they should be cut off. And then they can sit there with their 400 nuclear weapons and wonder what they're going to do next. Ahmadinejad, I'll tell you what, I'll be perfectly honest with you. Could we do worse by having this guy as president of the United States? I don't think so. As a matter of fact, I kind of like the character. Seems rather inoffensive, doesn't he? When you look at somebody like George Bush, power-mongering, arrogant, does not listen to the American people at all, will not even listen to the people that he has around him. That's why there's so many replacements going on a regular basis, because you don't stand up and look at this guy and tell him you're wrong. He's going to win in Iraq, ladies and gentlemen. And again, let me ask the most important question. Mr. President, what is your idea of winning? What is the objective? What is the stated goal? You already said it, the war is over with. But why are our soldiers over there dying at a record rate? Why are Iraqis dying at a record rate? And we're going to win? Why don't you just get it over with, and why don't you just nuke Iraq and have done with it? Why not? The insanity continues, and I'll tell you, I don't have a whole lot of hope for the new crop of congressmen and senators coming on board, because they're all compromised, they're all in lockstep, they're not going to venture outside of those protected puppyhood lines. They will not. They will do business as they're told to do business by their ones of greater experience and power in Washington, D.C. You won't get placed on the committees. You won't be seated in positions of important decision-making. You just won't be there unless you're one of the hand-picked puppies. Plain and simple. And here in this country, folks, we have problems that are not going to go away. It's going to take, if we start in earnest with all people involved, are going to take many years to resolve and turn the trend around. Many years. We have so many problems here in this country right now that any president, and I don't care for what political reasons or reasons of national security or whatever, wouldn't dare dip his toe in a foreign land anywhere on planet Earth until our backyard was cleaned up. And it is it is not clean, folks. I don't have to tell you that. We know of the problems here. And we have people that are sitting in Washington, D.C. that could give a hoot what you think, what you believe, what you want, what you know is right, could give a damn less. So it is up to us, is it not? People created these problems. People can remedy. They are the remedy to the problems that other human beings have made. We are the exact formula for our own success, our own wish, our own will. But do you know how to express that? Do you know how to put it in practice? Do you have a drive? Do you have a compassion? Do you have a love for this country? And in that question pretty much lies the salvation of America. Because if it continues along this path, we are not going to have America very much longer. Sure, they've passed a lot of laws, unconstitutional that they are. Yeah, we have a lot of Supreme Court justices in the back pockets of the globalist. We know that. But they are just people occupying seats. So, again, we are the solution to our own problem. You know, I had yesterday on the program, I had Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center on. And this is what I've heard for the past 10 years, that politically, I've got to, these guys are coming through my walls here. They're talking so loud here. I had to take a second, hit my cough button, and yell at them. Excuse me. We have the capability of correcting our own problems here. But again, do we have the will to do it? That's really, you know, quit looking for the magic bullet. Forget looking for the millions of people that are going to fall out in the streets and demonstrate and all that other stuff. You know, I want to talk about Tom DeWeese for another second because he's a very good man. But I'm still questioning this political thing. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
I am not used to doing this, so I'm going to have to train myself to do this. I actually have sponsorship for the show now. And I didn't before because I was more concerned about other people's programming, the bill being paid, the shortwave bill being paid, whatever else. Never had the luxury of, I guess, having my own sponsor for my own show. Well, this hour, sponsored in part by Headaches Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for the headaches. And it's pretty interesting stuff, and I tried it out today. Before it came on air, I've had this headache for 3 days. So before the show today, I took a couple of these tablets, and guess what? the headache's gone. And it's all natural. That's the amazing part about it. So headaches stay gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. Thank you very much. They're gelatin capsules, I should say. Not tablets, gelatin capsules. So my thanks very much for my headache that's no longer here. It's always a better day when you don't have a headache. And I also heard, by the way, that people that have migraine headaches. And what's this? I guess I'm going to get into more of this. I'll understand more about the product. But from what I understand, people that suffer from migraines, you know, you people have to take some pretty hellacious stuff to get rid of it. Apparently, this headache stagon goes in and does things to the blood vessels in the brain to strengthen them and do whatever else. And those headaches disappear. So, very glad to have them as a sponsor. Thank you. Coming up in the next hour, as I said at the top of this hour, that we have a way for people out there to affect the opinion of many thousands of people. You know, people have been telling me for a number of years, you know, I try to approach people. I've got the documentation. I got the videos. I've got this. I've got that. And I am just shunned and I am turned away. Well, sometimes people don't work well when they're confronted with the truth. And some like to sit by and absorb the truth in a low-key manner. And that's what radio can do. So in the next hour, we're going to tell people exactly how they can take part in spreading the truth out there. And it's on the issue of low-power FMs. So stick around for that. I've got Mike Jones from Fredericksburg, Texas, coming up with us, and he'll be with us here in just a few minutes. And I thank all the low-power people out there that are picking this network up. One guy called me up a couple of weeks ago, and he said, look, I'm out here in Idaho. I can reach eight cities because I'm up in the hills. You know, do you mind if I pick up RBN? Of course I don't. And I gave him some guidelines, as to how to make that successful and stay out of the radar scope and, you know, keep the people out there in Idaho in eight different cities happy with hearing something they've probably never even heard of before. And that's the truth. Okay? So that's what we're going to be talking about in the next hour, low-power FMs. You guys down here in Central Texas have been listening to them for a long time. How do you think that happened? And here's the funny thing about it. The programming is so well produced. The content is so good. Production value is so good that when they're tuning around the dial and they happen across programs such as this, they don't know where it's coming from. Oh, it's just something else on the dial. I think I'll listen to this for a while. And when they do, they never channel surf again. They keep it locked in. That is the amazing thing about this, is it's addictive. The truth being addictive. We'll take the break here. Top of the hour break, come back on the other side with Mike Jones, and we'll talk about how you can get involved out there in spreading the truth. Not one at a time, thousands at a time. We'll be right back. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.